News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Violent weekend in Mobile. Details on the way. Also this morning, a Mobile County school van has crashed through the front of a gas station, really not too far from our studios. We'll try to get more on that as we get back from this segment with Dr. Bill's forecast update. And first, our traffic update for the morning. Kane?
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions and light traffic as you're traveling across the Bayway to Causeway from the Eastern Shore. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford, no delays. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Also, it's a good ride in this morning. Looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Monday here. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Hey, Dalton.
What's up?
Looks like Auburn basketball's up.
Yeah, way
more,
up.
Yeah, more coming up in sports there. I know. You have to. This is going to be your proof of professionalism as you have to report about the Auburn Tigers beating your Tennessee Vols.
I think my proof of professionalism comes on the third Monday of every October.
It sure does. At least one of us can be professional about it. That's why. One of the many reasons that you are in that chair right there. All right, coming up, we will also check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. The weekend ahead, if the Chamber of Commerce didn't get enough done during the gas tax increase, they obviously got some legislation done for the weather this week. It is fantastic. Heading for a high around 63 today, 49 as we get started on this Monday. Headlines now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More details regarding multiple shootings over the past weekend here in Mobile, as the ages of the victims have been identified and a suspect named as well. The Friday night shootings on Dolphin Island Parkway claimed the lives of a 27-year-old man and a 38-year-old man. Mobile police have not released their names at this hour. Three other people, all males, ages 17, 38, and 39, were treated at a local hospital, also suffering from gunshot wounds. Mobile police confirmed that these shootings are related to an ongoing investigation. 29-year-old Cedric Williams, he was arrested for his believed involvement into the murders and assaults. He was booked into Metro Jail on Saturday on two counts of murder and two counts of assault second degree. Then, less than 10 minutes later, not far from those shootings on Lucille Street, that's where a 49-year-old man was shot four times. He was transported to University Hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical condition. $500,000 worth of drugs are now off our streets thanks to our Mobile County Sheriff's deputies. Authorities pulled over a vehicle identified as a rental car on I-10, that driver traveling to Miami from Colorado. Deputies seized approximately $500,000 of high-grade marijuana during that traffic stop. In addition to the drugs, law enforcement also uncovered about 1,200 packets of THC vape cartridges. The 26-year-old driver was charged with trafficking marijuana. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Jury deliberations continue later today in the trial of George Tucker Graw. The Gulf Shores man is charged with arson. In 2016, police say Graw set his neighbor's duplex on fire 3 days before Christmas. A food plate fundraiser raised $15,000 over the weekend for the family of a 14-year-old tragically killed in an ATV accident. The Cal City for Volunteer Fire Department hosted that fundraiser for Anna Weaver's family yesterday on what would have been her birthday. Officials will cut the ribbon on a new Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner today. The ceremony is set for 11 this morning. The clinic will open to veterans March 25th. Appointments are already being scheduled. The NCAA basketball tournament is set. The SEC champion Auburn Tigers are a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. 6 other SEC teams, including the Florida Gators, are in the big dance. Florida is a 10 seed in the West region. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
This weekend, don't miss the Festival of Flowers at the Providence Hospital campus featuring the Dutch Gardens, a canal, working water wheel, and Dutch windmill. Dutch Gardens featuring artist Brent Smith, free garden and home seminars, Bellingrath Gardens tulip-accented spectacular display, Gardener's Galleria, and Vendor Marketplace, plus Sunday is Family Fun Day. The Festival of Flowers, benefiting Providence Hospital's Cardiac Care Unit and sponsored by Providence Hospital Foundation and Wells Fargo. Tickets, call 251-539-2050 or online, festivaloflowers.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn wins the SEC tournament, Rory McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day, and Kyle Busch gets win number 200 at 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers came into the SEC tournament last week on a 4-game winning streak, and then proceeded to win 4 more in a row over the weekend to win their first SEC tournament title since 1985. The Tigers were the number 5 seed for the tourney. They defeated number 12 seed Missouri on Thursday 81-71 and followed that up by beating number 4 seed South Carolina 73-64 on Friday. In the Saturday semifinal, Auburn beat number 8 seed Florida 65-62 and wrapped it up on Sunday with a 84-64 drubbing of number 3 seed Tennessee for the tournament title. Head coach Bruce Pearl after the win.
I think back to all the people at Auburn. I'm thinking about the kids on spring break right now. Mm. I'm telling you, the Bahamas and South Florida and the white sand beaches of Destin are lit up. These kids are going to remember where they were.
Yeah.
You know, when their team, sure, you know, won the SEC championship.
Bryce Brown was named the SEC Tournament Most Valuable Player after setting a record for the most three-pointers in an SEC tournament with 18 in Auburn's 4 victories. He was 5-for-10 from 3 in the championship game versus Tennessee and led the Tigers with 19 points in the win. Since Auburn coach Bruce Pearl took over the team in 2014, he's done a masterful job turning the Tigers from one of the worst teams in the league into a perennial contender. Last season, Pearl led the Tigers to a share of the SEC regular season title and their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2003. This year, although the Tigers finished with the SEC's 4th best record, he pulled off the tournament title and again has the Tigers in the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, following the conference tournaments, the NCAA Selection Committee revealed the 68 teams that will participate in this year's March Madness tournament. Auburn earned a number 5 seed in the Midwest region and will begin their drive for a title in Salt Lake City on Thursday against number 12 seed New Mexico State. They are one of 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament. Tennessee is a number 2 seed in the South region. They'll face number 15 seed Colgate on Friday in round 1. Kentucky is a number 2 seed in the Midwest region. They'll play number 15 seed Abilene Christian on Thursday. LSU is a number 3 seed in the East. They'll take on the Ivy League champion and number 14 seed Yale in round 1 on Thursday. Mississippi State is a number 5 seed in the East region. They'll see number 12 seed Liberty in the first round on Friday. Ole Miss is the 8 seed in the South region. They'll play 9 seed Oklahoma Friday. And Florida is the 10 seed in the West. They've got a date with number 7 seed Nevada in round 1 on Thursday. Alabama left on the outside looking in. They'll instead play in the NIT tournament. They're a number 1 seed and will play at home in Tuscaloosa against Norfolk State on Wednesday. The South Alabama women's basketball team almost pulled off the unthinkable. The Jags came into the tourney as the number 7 seed and beat 4 teams in a row before coming up 1 point short of defeating the first-seeded Little Rock for the title and an automatic NCAA tournament bid. South lost 57-56 on Saturday in their first Sun Belt championship appearance since 1989. Their record this season now stands at 24-10, and we'll find out tonight when the NCAA makes their selection for the women's tournament whether South's season will continue either in the NCAA or NIT tournament. The South Alabama baseball and softball teams had 3-game home series against Sunbelt foe Texas State this weekend. The men's team won on Friday and Saturday, but dropped Sunday's finale and are now 10-7 1 month into the season. The softball team won Saturday, but lost Friday and Sunday's games to drop to 10-15. Next up, the baseball team has a home and home series against New Orleans beginning Tuesday night in New Orleans, and the softball team plays at Southern Miss on Tuesday. On the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy birdied 5 of his final 10 holes at TPC Sawgrass to win the Players' Championship by 1 stroke at 16 under par. McIlroy finally got his first win of 2019 after he finished in the top 6 in each of his 5 previous PGA starts this year. The win is McIlroy's 15th on tour and his first since the 2018 Arnold Palmer Invitational. Jim Furyk finished 2nd at 15 under. Tiger Woods finished in a tie for 30th at 6 under. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Auto Club 400 for his 2nd Cup Series win in a row and the 200th NASCAR National Series win of his career. Since his first Xfinity Series win in Richmond in 2004, Busch has excelled at all 3 levels of NASCAR and is now in position to become NASCAR's overall career victories leader with his next win. Yesterday at Fontana, Joey Logano finished 2nd, followed by Brad Keselowski in 3rd, Kevin Harvick 4th, and Ryan Blaney 5th. Next up, the series heads to Martinville Speedway for the STP 500 on Sunday. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day. Cliche?
Yeah, and I think last year he won on St. Patrick's Day. I think that the Arnold Palmer Invitational was St. Patrick's Day last year. I'll have to check on that.
All right. Coming up, Chad Petrie from News 5 joins us, and we'll get an update from Dr. Bill right now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, still have accident free conditions so far. Mobile Police Department, state troopers do also have some radar out and about for the school zones, but a nice ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraley, and no delays. Veteran owned Stone Arms Inc. home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard with the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday, sitting at 49 now. And I want to check in with our friend Chad Petrie from News 5. He is live on location, really just down the street from our studios at a gas station that happened to have a Mobile County van plow into the front of it. Chad, what the heck is going on?
This is crazy. When I first got here, I noticed on the van, it was one of those blue tags. So it's like, oh, this is a government vehicle. And I didn't realize until I got to the other side of the van that it was a school district vehicle, Mobile County school district van. It appears to have been stolen. They didn't have confirmation that this vehicle was stolen, but it seems highly likely that somebody swiped this vehicle at some point, perhaps over the weekend. Just saw the security video where the van plows into the front of the building, but gets wedged in the front of the building. So the two people in the van can't even get out on the passenger side. They go around, they get into the building, and they don't even take anything. And then they just run off. So the van was wedged there, got towed just before 6 o'clock. They don't know who did it. No injuries. This happened before the convenience store was opened, sometime perhaps around 4:30. It's not entirely clear when, but it is a mess. And you really feel for Kareem, the owner of this place, because this is awful. He was telling me that he installed thousands of dollars of just metal bars on the front of this convenience store because he was tired of guys running up to the glass doors, throwing a rock and getting in and stealing stuff. So he thought, all right, I've got these expensive bars, I'll be fine. And now somebody uses a van.
Chad, if this is the same station I'm thinking about from seeing your live shot, it would be at the corner of Mont Lamar and Michael. Is that the one, the Shell station there?
Right at that intersection,
okay.
Yeah. So they have been kind of slow today because of this.
Well, okay, so I've seen, I go down there with some routine. It's not far from our studios. Not only the metal bars you talk about, it has the concrete and metal pylons that line the, where you would pull up in the parking slots there along the front to keep somebody from getting a head start and running into it. So this shop owner has taken security measures.
They did it so they could wedge between those pylons and the corner of the building. It's the only spot that they could have done it. In fact, one of the things I was watching as they were trying to tow it away was the fact that the front passenger side wheel got caught on the pylon.
Okay, so now the next question, and it's the one problem obviously is for the shop owner and the destruction that happened there and having to deal with that with their business, but I mean, got a lot of questions here. How a Mobile County schools? You said Mobile County schools van is
right. It had the Mobile County Public School logo clearly on the driver's side. It had the letters CNP, which suggests that it was part of the child nutrition program. Again, at the time, Mobile police hadn't confirmed that it was stolen, but that seems like the most likely scenario. In the security video that I just watched, you could see two people that were in masks get out of it, and that did not look like a Mobile County issue uniform.
It's probably an understatement. All right, well, we'll be watching your reports for updates on that. Chad, thanks for checking in with us.
Not a problem, Sean.
Chad Petrie from News 5 checking in from the scene. You know the gas station. It's where we put diesel in the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit, our mobile studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's the closest place in with the diesel pump, and that's where I go put diesel in the van and go down there. I know Kareem, the guy that runs the place. No, and this is one of these places where they have taken this. This is what is beyond frustrating. Listen, you shouldn't have to do all this, but in today's world, he has the metal bars. Yeah, I hate it because, I mean, it makes everything look, to me, junky.
Right.
But you have to do it. I mean, and so he has the metal bars in front, has those pylons that I always worry about when you pull up. Like, don't pull too far because mm-hmm. you'll knock your bumper in. You know what I'm talking about, those pylons in front. He's done that, and still they find one little Achilles heel there on the what would be the north side of the building to squeeze that baby in and run through the glass.
I've been there plenty of times, not once thought about ramming my vehicle into the side of it.
As most normal people wouldn't. All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Okaloosa County, Florida this morning as an autopsy has been ordered and scheduled for a 3-year-old, Frederick Franken Jr. He was killed last Friday. According to authorities, the child's father, 61-year-old Frederick Franken Sr., then turned the weapon on himself. Law enforcement confirmed the child's mother discovered both bodies inside the family home after she returned home from work Friday afternoon. At this hour, the father did survive and remains in critical condition at a Florida hospital. The Covington County Jail confirms a riot broke out last Friday during an inmate transfer. In a Facebook post, Sheriff Blake Terman says that around 4 p.m., just as three inmates were set to be transferred to another jail, quote, due to illegal activity and disruptive behavior, two of the inmates, they cooperated, but the third, identified as Olin McGee Jr., he did not. He was fighting and resisting officers and then is accused of jumping into a crowd of inmates who could not be locked down because the locks to the cells were inoperable, and that's what ignited that riot. Jail officials deployed tear gas to get a control of the riot. Thankfully, no one was injured. As for the two inmates who were successfully transferred, well, they were taken to the Conecuh County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And Conecuh County Jail has no extra access to Conecuh County. The Conecuh sausage, they don't. I just wanted to point it out. So if you're thinking about going up there and doing crime so you can get close to, you know, servings of Conecuh, that's not happening.
Well, that's always my first thought when I hear Conecuh.
Usually is. 646 FM Talk 106.5 segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stacked managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. All right, on the way, a violent weekend in the city of Mobile, even beyond this van crashing into the convenience store and gas station. Mobile police confirming 5 shootings across the city in just a little more than 24 hours. In total, 2 people were killed, 10 others hurt during this violent weekend. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Also check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get a forecast for this week. It looks pretty fantastic. I mean, yesterday was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty nice stuff. We're getting a little taste of spring here now with some cool temps and some high cool temps at night and high temps around the 70s. Dr. Bill's got more details coming up, so we'll do that. And yes, Auburn winning yesterday.
Yep.
Auburn plays again right here at FM Talk 106.5. Check that out Thursday at noon.
Yeah, pregame will start at noon, taking on New Mexico State. Not an easy task for a first-round game.
More details come up in sports in just about 25 minutes. Y'all stay close.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A violent weekend in Mobile, 5 shootings in just over 24 hours. 2 people were killed, 10 others wounded. In one of the shootings, the victim told police he was shot in the leg while being robbed. In another shooting, an alleged intruder was shot while breaking into a home. The death of a man visiting from Missouri is under investigation. Deputies want to know how the man fell from a balcony in Destin. Early Saturday morning, 27-year-old Justin Trepaner's body was found on a pool deck. Deputies say he was visiting from Millersville, Missouri. Officials will cut the ribbon today on a new Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner. The ceremony is set for 11 this morning. The clinic will open to veterans March 25th. Appointments are already being scheduled. The NCAA basketball tournament is set. The SEC champion Auburn Tigers are a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. 6 other SEC teams, including the Florida Gators, are in the big dance. Florida is a 10 seed in the West region. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling. You know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
As police in New Zealand say they now believe the admitted gunman in the New Zealand mosque massacres was the only shooter, the government of Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is pushing rapidly for new gun control measures. She says her cabinet has agreed on principles and will have a plan ready in about a week.
There's simply details to work through. These aren't simple areas of law. And so that's simply what we'll be taking the time to get right.
Police in the central Dutch city of Utrecht say they are investigating a shooting in a tram this morning that has left multiple people injured, and they are considering the possibility of what they call a terrorist motive. There have been no reports of any suspects under arrest. Two people dead in Nebraska as flooding continues there, and in several other Midwestern states, melting snowfall now swelling rivers down into the Mississippi River Valley. Flash floods and mudslides triggered by rain have torn through mountainside villages in eastern Indonesia, killing at least 79 people and leaving dozens injured. The Dow down 51 points in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says federal prosecutors and Transportation Department officials are scrutinizing the development of Boeing's 737 MAX jetliners, inquiries that come amid probes of regulators' safety approvals of the new plane. A grand jury issued a subpoena dated March 11th to at least one person involved in the 737 MAX's development, seeking related documents, including correspondence, emails, and other messages. The journal also reported that the Justice Department is looking into the FAA's handling of a Boeing safety system that has been implicated in the October Lion Air crash that killed 189. Lyft plans to peg its valuation at between $21 and $23 billion when the ride-hailing service kicks off its roadshow today to market its initial public offering. With the Lyft IPO process entering its final stage, what's expected to be one of the most hectic years for new issues is about to get underway in earnest. On Wall Street, futures this morning are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And yes to yesterday. More of that, please. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it improved on Sunday. And Saturday, we only had a high of 58 degrees. And that is way, way below normal. Normal's now up to 72. But we warmed up a little bit yesterday and get up to 63 degrees, still below normal. And we'll continue the warm-up today. We should finally have mostly sunny skies. We had quite a bit of cloud cover around, especially Saturday and on into Sunday, a lot of high clouds. And today should be mostly sunny, about 68 for this afternoon, but the wind's still out of the north, so it'll be dry. There is another cold front that's over central Alabama right now. It's rather weak. It's going to move through, give us another reinforcement there of dry air. So tonight we could see a few clouds around. Temperatures will be in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, a sunny day and a high of about 65 degrees, so just a little bit cooler tomorrow. Now, we will feel this new frontal system coming through tomorrow night because we will get into the upper 30s. So for 38 for Tuesday night, and that means some areas could be into the mid-30s. And then on Wednesday, with sunny skies, we'll warm into the upper 60s, and the dry weather will continue. Thursday, around 70 and sunny, sunny and 72 on Friday, sunny and 75 on Saturday. Our next chance of rain looks like a few showers on Sunday with highs in the mid-70s. So we've got a really nice stretch of weather today all the way through next Saturday.
Yeah, it sounds like Chamber of Commerce has gotten their request made here. Yes. For this week. Dr. Bill, what about what's going on elsewhere with the flooding in the upper Midwest? And I'm already seeing some issues for people down in Louisiana that I know that said, hey, you know, we can already see the big rise on the Mississippi, and it looks like more water to come.
Yeah, you know, we've had a series of big storms that have come out of the Great Plains and across the Midwest, and they've had quite a bit of rain, and we're also seeing some snow melt that's occurring. So the combination of the snow and the rain is producing some high water through the heartland of the nation. And I would say that's not unusual as we get into the late winter and early spring. We start to see some thawing in areas that snow melt becomes a big factor.
The levees have been breached in a lot of places. It would have been, maybe it was the late 90s when there was year after year of this, I remember, and just big swaths of places like Iowa and Nebraska and Wisconsin that were seeing that flooding, and it went on, it seemingly, for weeks and weeks.
It sure did. The Mississippi and all the tributaries, and also flooding the Ohio River, which, of course, empties into the Mississippi. And they've had some amazing floods there over the last 20 years, and all that water's got to end up coming down into Louisiana.
Here locally, our rivers, Alabama and Tombigbee, have been at a big flood, but nice forecast for, what'd you say, 5-6 days of dry?
Yeah, this is a good chance now, and with low humidity, we should get a lot of evaporation, and that's really going to help out a lot. We're going to still see cool temperatures at night for the next few days. Of course, I've already mentioned in the 30s for tomorrow night, but Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, lows will be in the 40s. So very comfortable range, 40s for lows and 60s and 70s for highs.
Yeah, we'll take it, Dr. Bill. Thanks.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update. Sitting at 49 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane in the traffic department.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far this morning from Tillman's Corner and Theodore 90, Rings Line, Halls Mill Road. No delays from the 1065 split traveling downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. For now, the Bayway and the Causeway look good. Northbound 65 to Saraland, also no delays. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at PitsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
It's 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. So I'm looking at the Montgomery right now. I guess tomorrow, Tuesday, they get back to regular sessions. So the whole beginnings of sessions so far in Montgomery, the gas tax, infrastructure bills, all that, was a special session. So they return to regular session tomorrow. Sounds like lottery is going to be one of the first batters up. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, violent weekend in Mobile. Get to details. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information this morning in tornadoes which touched down in Alabama last Thursday. 15 tornadoes touched down. The National Weather Service spent a second day over the weekend traveling to storm-impacted areas and assessing the damage. A string of supercell storms, that's what rolled across the state last Thursday, with multiple areas in north and central Alabama reporting damage. The Weather Service says that four or more tornadoes were generated by just two of those supercells. The tornadoes ranged from EF0 to EF1, and the speeds were 70 miles per hour to 120 mile per hour winds, which hit Elmore County. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has announced the arrest of a Butler County juvenile probation officer. 63-year-old Terry Van Lewis is accused of sex crimes involving minors under his supervision at least 20 years ago. The Montgomery man is charged with one count of first-degree rape and two charges of first-degree sexual abuse. He surrendered at the Butler County Jail on Friday and has since been released on $300,000 bond. His arrest followed indictments which were issued last week. During 1994 until 1999, the victims, all underage, were under his supervision at the time. If convicted, Lewis faces a maximum penalty of life in prison and a $60,000 fine. For the first-degree rape charge, which is a Class A felony, for each charge of first-degree sexual abuse, he faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. First-degree sexual abuse is a Class C felony. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At 6:43, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, a violent and deadly weekend for Mobile. A look at an update here from our news partners at WKRG. In total, two people killed, 10 others hurt over this weekend. First shooting Friday night happened on DIP on the parkway. Two people killed, three others hurt. Happened about 9:30 on Friday evening. Not long after that shooting, another person was seriously hurt when he was shot while allegedly breaking into a home on Lucille Street. Then Saturday afternoon, police responded to the crossings at Pinebrook Apartment Complex on Azalea, where a man had been shot in the arm. No more details on that. Also, after 2 hours after that shooting, Mobile police rushed rushed to Tuttle Avenue. Victim told police someone tried to rob him, and in the process, he was shot in the leg. Finally, on Saturday night, 26 hours after the deadly shootings on Friday night, three people were shot outside a home on Barker Drive West. According to police, they were inside a car outside the home when another car drove past, firing shots at them. The three are expected to be okay. Most of the victims in the weekend shootings are expected to be okay. Police are still searching for some of the suspects. 6:45, check in with News 5 next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Jury deliberations continue later today in the trial of George Tucker Graw. The Gulf Shores man is charged with arson. In 2016, police say Graw set his neighbor's duplex on fire 3 days before Christmas. A food plate fundraiser raised $15,000 over the weekend for the family of a 14-year-old tragically killed in an ATV accident. The Cal City for Volunteer Fire Department hosted that fundraiser for Anna Weaver's family yesterday on what would have been her birthday. Officials will cut the ribbon on a new Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner today. The ceremony is set for 11 this morning. The clinic will open to veterans March 25th. Appointments are already being scheduled. The NCAA basketball tournament is set. The SEC champion Auburn Tigers are a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. 6 other SEC teams, including the Florida Gators, are in the big dance. Florida is a 10 seed in the West region. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Auburn wins the SEC tourney. Rory McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day for the second year in a row. And Kyle Busch gets win number 200. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers came into the SEC tournament last week on a 4-game winning streak and proceeded to win 4 more in a row over the weekend to win their first SEC tournament title since 1985. The Tigers were the number 5 seed for the tourney. They defeated number 12 seed Missouri on Thursday, 81-71, and followed that up by beating number 4 seed South Carolina, 73-64, on Friday. In the Saturday semifinal, Auburn beat number 8 seed Florida, 65-62, and wrapped it up on Sunday with an 84-64 drubbing of number 3 seed Tennessee for the tournament title. Head coach Bruce Pearl after the win.
I think back to all the people at Auburn. I'm thinking about the kids on spring break right now. I'm telling you, the Bahamas and South Florida and the white sand beaches of Destin are lit up. These kids are going to remember where they were.
Yeah.
You know, when their team won the SEC championship.
Bryce Brown was named the SEC Tournament Most Valuable Player after setting a record for the most three-pointers in an SEC tournament with 18 in Auburn's 4 victories. He was 5-for-10 from 3 in the championship game versus Tennessee and led the Tigers with 19 points in the win. Since Auburn coach Bruce Pearl took over the team in 2014, he's done a masterful job turning the Tigers from one of the worst teams in the league into a perennial contender. Last season, Pearl led the Tigers to a share of the SEC regular season title and their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2003. This year, although the Tigers finished with the SEC's 4th best record, he pulled off the tournament title and again has the Tigers in the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, following the conference tournaments, the NCAA selection committee revealed the 68 teams that will participate in this year's March Madness tournament. Auburn earned a number 5 seed in the Midwest region and will begin their drive for a title in Salt Lake City on Thursday against 12 seed New Mexico State. Auburn's one of 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament. Tennessee's a number 2 seed in the South region. They'll face 15 seed Colgate on Friday in round 1. Kentucky is a 2 seed in the Midwest region. They'll play 15 seed Abilene Christian on Thursday. LSU is a 3 seed in the East. They'll take on the Ivy League champion and 14 seed Yale in round 1 on Thursday. Mississippi State is a 5 seed in the East region. They'll see 12 seed Liberty on Friday. Ole Miss is the 8 seed in the South region. They'll play 9 seed Oklahoma Friday. And Florida is the 10 seed in the West. They've got a date with number 7 seed Nevada in round 1 on Thursday. Alabama left on the outside looking in and will instead play in the NIT tournament. They are number one seed and will play at home in Tuscaloosa against Norfolk State on Wednesday. The South Alabama women's basketball team almost pulled off the unthinkable. The Jags came into the tourney as the number seven seed and beat four teams in a row before coming up 1 point short of defeating first-seeded Little Rock for the Sun Belt Conference title and an automatic NCAA tournament bid. South lost 57-56 on Saturday in their first Sun Belt championship appearance since 1989. Their record this season now stands at 24-10, and we'll find out tonight when the NCAA makes their selections for the women's tournament whether South's season will continue either in the NCAA or NIT tournament. The South Alabama baseball and softball teams had three-game home series against Sunbelt foe Texas State this weekend. The men's team won on Friday and Saturday but dropped Sunday's finale and are now 10-7 1 month into the season. The softball team won Saturday but lost Friday and Sunday's games to drop to 10-15. Next up, the baseball team has a home-and-home series against New Orleans beginning Tuesday night in New Orleans. The softball team plays at Southern Miss on Tuesday. On the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy birdied five of his final 10 holes at TPC Sawgrass to win the Players' Championship by one stroke at 16 under par. McIlroy finally got his first win of 2019 after finishing in the top six in each of his five previous PGA starts this year. The win is McIlroy's 15th on tour and his first since the 2018 Arnold Palmer Invitational, also on St. Patrick's Day. Jim Furyk finished second at 15 under. Tiger Woods finished in the tie for 30th at 6 under par. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Auto Club 400 for his second Cup Series win in a row and the 200th NASCAR National Series win of his career.
It does it to me, too.
Yeah, had trouble spitting that out. Since his first Xfinity Series win in Richmond in 2004, Busch has excelled at all three levels of NASCAR and is now in position to become NASCAR's overall career victories leader with his next win. Yesterday at Fontana, Joey Logano finished second, followed by Brad Keselowski third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Ryan Blaney fifth. Next up, the series heads to Martinville Speedway for the STP 500 on Sunday. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort downtown, George Wallace, Bankhead tunnels are smooth all the way towards the 1065 split and along northbound 65 up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Light traffic and no wrecks in the roadways. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into reality. Their planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, sunny, with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
All right, 654 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Wind Creek is now in Pennsylvania. An iconic sign at the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, will soon read Wind Creek, which is part of the Alabama Porch Band of Creek Indians. They purchased the Sands Casino Resort for a whopping $1.3 billion last year. The casino will be renamed the Wind Creek Casino and Resort and then undergo a $190 million renovation plan. So the sign change plan, well, that was approved by the Bethlehem Planning Commission last Thursday. Wind Creek's properties include casinos in Alabama and the Caribbean, a Greyhound track in Alabama, and poker rooms in Florida. This morning, it's the fire department and Gulf Shores to the rescue as workers at a Family Dollar store in Gulf Shores were startled by a recent visitor, a hawk. While workers are bringing items inside of the store, the hawk flew inside the store. Employees did all they could to get the bird out, but no luck. Actually, the bird ended up flying into a window, injuring its right eye. Well, cue the Gulf Shores Fire Rescue firefighters, who were able to capture the hawk with a net, who was then taken to the Orange Beach Wildlife Center for rehabilitation. Now, if you keep up with the fire department there in Gulf Shores, they make no secret of their love of animals. As you may recall, they have combined forces with a nonprofit animal group to appear in a special cat calendar for 2019. The Gulf Shores Animal Care and Control Program calendar features Gulf Shores Fire and Rescue firefighters posing with kittens. According to our news partners at WKRG, the calendars cost $15 and sales will go toward helping the volunteer group deal with the area's feral cat population by creating a trap neuter release program. If you'd like more information and you'd like to purchase that calendar, head over to Facebook and look for the Gulf Shores Animal Care and Control Program. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
No word that same program is going to be used on some human beings on planet Earth, the Trap, Neuter, and Release program.
I was thinking, with the firefighters and their calendar of kittens, leave some for the rest of us, firefighters. Come on. I mean, is it not enough that they're a firefighter, now they're posing with little animals?
Right. It is not fair. It is like the I was saying the other day, somebody, oh, I was talking last night about, remember, we got to go to Hawaii this year, and my daughter did the Learn to Surf with a dog. She said, oh, Daddy, I want to do this thing. It's one of these, activities you can do. She said, it's surfing with a dog. I said, what? So I look at the thing. And so Dude, and yes, he's a surfer, so I'm calling him Dude.
Surfer Dude.
Yeah, Surfer Dude, who's about as nice as a dude as you can be, teaches children to surf, but his dog, which is a rescue stray, rides the surfboard with him and the children surfing. The dog would sit out there and bark, and when it liked the wave that was coming, they'd all hop up on the board and ride in.
Oh, come on.
You're talking about leaving some for the rest of us. It's like he had a studio audience of ladies sitting back at the beach where he kept the surfboards. I was like, man, you got it, don't you? He said, eh, okay. All right, 657 FM Talk 1065, hour number two on the way next.